Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the dangerously cold temperatures, potentially in some spots like Herkimer County and, of course, the Southern Adirondacks, Southern Green Mountains, Eastern Catskills, the Berkshires where you are, and all under wind chill advisory from this evening through tomorrow morning. And we're going to see wind chills as low as 20 below zero. Some spots in the Northern Adirondacks could see 35 below zero or more with that wind chill, not to mention those in central New York areas could see lake effect snows. It says 6 to 24 inches possible.
David, look, this is a very, very dangerous thing. More dangerous than most of the things, I know how this is going to sound, that we consider dangerous. Because there are older people who will not be able to take this, who have got to be looked in on. We know that heating systems will fall off, that people have to get out, and there'll be a real demand for plumbers and others. And we know that this is where we really have to look out for each other. But we can't be stupid. We have to dress warmly. We have to protect our skin, because you're going to have frostbite in no time at all when this thing really begins to happen. I remember when we got to the Berkshires in 1971, we had several days of 20 below. I don't mean feels like 20 below. I mean 20 below. So in a way, this isn't this serious, but it's serious enough so that people can die, people can get really hurt, and we have to, as I say, look out for each other.
Absolutely. The prospect of self-driving cars is here, Alan. I heard a story on the BBC this morning.
It is.
About Uber and self-driving vehicle service in San Francisco. It's been ordered by state regulators to stop because of some necessary permits they need to secure. But what about this era of the self-driving car?
You know, David, I've talked for years about this, and everything that happens gets a reaction. Yes, in the short term, they got to prove themselves. I think the state was right in shutting them down. Nevertheless, let's say you get in a car and you say, take me to St. Louis, and you sit down. What do? You listen to FM radio? I don't think so. I think there'll be some who do, but I think others are going to swivel around in the chair and you watch garbage TV like so many others do. It was, in fact, the car that saved FM radio. So we'll have to see whether or not there are going to be unexpected consequences that come out of something like this. Look, let there be no mistake about it. It's here. It's going to happen. Whether it happens in 5 years, whether it happens in 10 years, it's going to happen. And then we're going to have to contend with what comes from it.
What comes from what's happening in Aleppo, Alan? Editorial in the Times today. More than 400,000 Syrians have died since the civil war began. When will it stop? The headline, Aleppo's destroyers, Assad, Putin, Iran.
Well, I think that's right. I think that's a good assessment. Every time we get into striking distance of having some kind of agreement to at least let these people out, and we do know that there are executions all over the place just because you're not on the right side, it's a terrible, terrible thing. But I think what we who are here relatively safely now have to remember is that we are vulnerable too. And what we should do in order to understand what's happening in Aleppo is to try to place ourselves in the position of the people who were there. Now, as far as Putin, the new friend of President-elect Trump, is concerned, he's an old KGB man. And the regard for life may not be the same that we have up to now had in this country. Am I surprised? No. It's just political as far as he's concerned. He aligns himself in order to become a winner. Whether Assad is a killer or not seems not to be that important.
You mentioned vulnerability. Yahoo data for over a billion users was hacked in 2013. The company says the attack was separate from a breach in 2014 that led to 500 million accounts being compromised. More and more, we're seeing these kinds of situations occur.
So what do we do to protect ourselves? Look, there's some businesses that are trying to make business by coming on television and say, we'll protect your account, we'll protect you. People say, change your password and do other things that are protective. But in the end, what good is security if, in fact, one day our bank account is gone? Or these kinds of things happen with such regularity now that we really have to prioritize cyber crime and cyber warfare at the top of our list, because otherwise there's going to be a vulnerability that won't be able to be overcome. Another piece of bad news.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. Everybody bundle up and stay warm. Be safe.
Stay warm, everybody, please.